please welcome from the Muslim Parliament, Dr. Siddiqui.
Thank you very much. Every day that passes, we see the resistance movement in Iraq getting widespread and becoming more and more organized. I'm sure you all remember that before the warmonger said there is going to be a cakewalk. But we have seen that Americans have bogged down there. And all the information that we are getting shows that Iraq is going to be their graveyard. You remember that Americans' dream, imperialism, they wanted a full spectrum dominance over the world using Iraq as a stepping stone. But the resistance in Iraq is making sure that this is going to be the last dish. They are going to die there and they are not going to recover. So in other words, the Iraqi resistance is blunting the American dream. And I want to say that if the United Nations goes there, the Iraqi people have not forgotten what the United Nations did during 13 years of sanction. They remember it. The only way that the United Nations is going to be acceptable to the people of Iraq is when it goes with a clear mandate that there is a timetable for the withdrawal of occupation forces, and also there is a timetable for the transfer of power to the elected representatives of Iraqis. That is the only time that the United Nations will be acceptable. Otherwise, they will face the same fate as the American soldiers are facing. Iraqis are now more wiser. They know that the interference, American interference in the affairs of Iraq, did not begin with the invasion and occupation of Iraq 5 months ago. It has been taking place for several decades. Saddam was their project. It is they who imposed Saddam Hussein to Iraq so that he could soften up Iraq. It was through Saddam Hussein they waged war over Iran. It was the support of the United States which made Saddam to use chemical weapons against the Kurdish population. It was United States which of course imposed sanctions, and of course we remember what the cluster bombs have done, what the depleted uranium has done, and they used this in 1991. They have used much more this time. So they know the damage the Americans have done, and now they are planning to privatize the Iraqi economy. So they know that the Americans are there to exploit them, subjugate them, and use the stepping stones to world domination. And this is what the Iraqi opposition, Iraqi resistance is going to deny. Let us tell the Iraqi people that we are the political arm of their resistance. They can depend on us, they can trust on us. Now that Iraqis have embarked on bringing about changes in their political system, to establish the true democracy there, to bring civil society there, to bring about a change, a new government, which will be away from despotism and oppression. So let us say victory to Iraqi resistance. Let us say victory to Iraqi resistance. Victory to Iraqi resistance. Thank you very much.